great tackle by Steve Tasker.
Into the end zone, touchdown, touchdown.
And he's got it at the 10-yard line.
Touchdown, 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 Buffalo. The Bills win it in overtime.
Welcome back. Hour number three of One Bills Live here on a Friday. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you, rolling through this 2 o'clock hour. We still have the OBL mailbag to get to at the bottom of the hour, along with some NFL true false. But here, as promised, for the final hour of the show, it is edition number three of Tasker's Teammate, where I give Steve a series of clues and he tries to guess which one of his former teammates I am talking about. Edition number one took him some time, but he finally guessed Quinn Early correctly.
I got Quinn Early on the fifth clue.
Fifth clue, right. Took him a little bit longer to get the second teammate, which was Leon Seals. And now we are up.
Sack.
That's right. Now we are up to edition number three of Tasker's Teammate. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. He's got his notepad out. He's taking notes.
That's right. Go ahead.
Oh, he is serious now. Okay, clue number one for Tasker's Teammate.
We have music going for this, by the way.
We got it.
Here we go.
I was a teammate of Steve's for seven seasons, which included all four Super Bowl appearances. That doesn't exactly narrow it down.
It does. There are only 22 guys that were on all four teams, all four Super Bowls. 22
guys.
Right
away, we're down to 22 people.
7 years, and I don't know if they were before or after. I'd say, just out of the box, I can name it Don Beebe.
It is not Don Beebe. Okay. All right, here we go. Clue number two. Ahead. Yeah, you only get one guess per clue here.
All right.
Clue number two. Okay. I was a former ninth round pick in the NFL draft, and the Bills selected me with pick 227 overall.
Wow. Because I was 226 overall.
Yeah,
and he was a ninth. That means he had to be picked in this kind of the same era that I was.
Yeah, when did they stop? When did they get rid of the eighth and the ninth round?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was like in 90? When something like that. Yeah, it was well before. It was well before Jacksonville and Carolina expanded. Let's see. Okay, 227th overall.
Former ninth round pick, and he was drafted by the Bills.
7 years. Gabe Northern.
It is not Gabe Northern. Okay, on to clue number three we go. In college, I only played 1 year of football as I used my first 3 years of eligibility to play basketball. I led my conference in rebounding all three seasons as a power forward, won conference tournament MVP honors as a junior, and helped my school win a national title that year.
Keith McKellar.
Ding, 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 ding. It is Keith McKellar. Steve, in just three clues, sets a new personal best. It is Keith McKellar.
Killer.
Killer.
Yeah, what's up,
Kevin? He was great, man.
And as we did with Leon, we have Keith on the line. So we could bring Keith up on it. Keith, are you there?
I am here. What's going on?
Hey, man. And thanks for coming on the show. That's awesome. I got you. You're my personal record, man. I got you in like three guesses.
Tasker, you make me proud, man. It only took three guesses.
Yeah, but you make me proud. I'm so happy you're on the show. How are you doing? Everything is life treating you okay? The pandemic and everything? You staying safe and well?
I am all the above, sir. Life is good. No complaints. I just hate and don't know if I'm going to get a chance to come to Western New York this year, man. It's been 6 or 7 years consecutively, and none of us know really what's going to happen the rest of the summer and the fall and the winter, but I think my streak is going to end. I hope I'm wrong, but a lot has to happen between now and then. But I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. You're right. That we just hope you have their games for you to miss. Let alone for you to catch. We're all in the same boat. We're up here. We're all doing this show from our houses. We usually do a simulcast. We can't do that, Keith. We're just everybody up here is just kind of life is on pause a little bit, and we're just kind of learning to be a little bit more happy with a little bit less. Fewer things to do. So, man, it's so good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah, same here in North Carolina, too, man. Just life is slow and just having to adjust to a little slower pace. And the adjustment so far is so good.
Steve, with respect to Keith, I was doing research on him, obviously, to get the clues ready for you. And, I mean, you want to talk about a team. Keith's Jacksonville State team went 31-1, and won the Division II national title.
That's what gave it away for me. I knew he was an athlete, a hoopser, man. He could play, and we knew that when they drafted him. We're kind of traveling around the locker room. Hey, we got this guy. He didn't play much football, but he was a great basketball player. And we kind of knew all about him. When they drafted him, because that was the story about him. He was a great athlete, great basketball player, and was part of a really, really great football team. I mean, a great basketball team before he switched over to football.
Were there any guys on that team, Keith, that went on to play semi-pro or pro ball?
We had a couple went overseas. We had one play in the CBA, and we had another guy, Robert Guyton, play. They extended, not the NBA, but they did play semi-pro. A couple of them did. One of the things you said, I think it was clue number two, and I may be wrong. My memory getting a little lost in my golden years. But I thought I led the conference 4 years in a row, all 4 years.
Oh, all 4 years. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, I'm going to have to look that up. Can't always count 100% on Wikipedia, but.
That's great. That's great. Keith, man, thanks so much. That's awesome. Keith, I tell you, it's great to hear your voice. I'm glad you're doing well. Are you? Where in North Carolina are you living?
I'm in Winston-Salem. You guys sound good. Task and I, we were together for training camp when Buffalo came down here and scrimmaged the Panthers this past summer. No, it was last summer. Yeah, so I told you
summer,
my memory.
Yeah.
My memory is getting a little bad. But here's one clue you gave that it's good to know that it was 22 players that played in all four consecutively. I don't know why I was getting 16 somewhere, but thank you for that. I'll take that one there. I won't question that.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
There,
I knew that.
I'm gonna have to go.
I
back
got
in
that.
My
and I'll tell you another thing, Keith. Not for nothing, but you know there were the Pittsburgh Steelers of the 1970s went to four Super Bowls in a 6 year span. And back then, it was a different world, of course, but they also had 22 players that played in all four of their Super Bowls, even though there was a two-year span inside those that where they did not go to the Super Bowl. There were 22 players, just like the Buffalo Bills, who played in all four Super Bowls for those two franchises. And that's why that statistic always stuck with me, was there wasn't too many of us because they kept changing guys out in and out of the roster every year. But 22 sure. of us were there for all four of those, and it was I still consider it a gift, even though some people, you know, outside Buffalo or who around the NFL kind of cringe that you think it was a gift to get beaten the Super Bowl four times. I still think those teams were a gift to me, and I really cherish them.
Same here. Same here. It's good. It's good. Good hearing you, gentlemen. And hope all is well and stays well.
Thanks so much, Keith.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care. See you, Tasker.